It's the first of the year. The first month of the year. You know what that means at the gym, don't you? All the newbies come out of the closet. They come out of their homes. All of the winter vampires come out from their homes and join the gym in setting the bar, which should be exceedingly sky's the limit high on New Year's resolutions of getting healthy. Changing your diet, change your life. Eat good, feel good. Work out, keep the blood flowing. It's gonna help you more ways than one, especially when it comes to stress, depression, all sorts of medical ailments. We all know this. But, you know, I predict, just left the gym, I predict all those newbies are gonna be gone like poof in the next, say 3 or 4 weeks, because that's usually what happens. And then you have the regulars, like myself and others that I see and we talk and, you know, we're dedicated. We may have to take breaks in between, like myself, for various reasons, but you know, your body's used to it. You know, you get right back on, as they say, right back on the bicycle when you haven't rode in a while. Your body remembers, muscle memory. Definitely, it stays for a lifetime, really does. So tomorrow I am due early in the morning. This will be my, oh boy, it's going to be my 5th or 6th out-of-state cancer institute. I would say between 3 states, it's the 5th or 6th. It's the final. It's just connected right now, referred over to specialty. This could mean anything. I am so extremely, I'm probably the most laid-back patient that I know of anyway. I can get used to it, the situation. The goal is to keep your head above water and keep your body going, keep going, you know, to live the best life possible, to get out there and still realize your dreams, live, breathe, thrive, survive, and just keep fighting the true warrior style. So I don't know. I don't know what this means. Could mean anything. Had one scan. I am due early next week for other testing. The big stuff. Haven't had the big stuff. Some a couple of unique testing, new tests too. Haven't had since the larger things that I refused. I've had since March last year. My prognosis after my main radiation treatments, and that was 5 years. I'm rounding 4 years. Can you believe that? 4 years. It will be this year, early May. That's insane, isn't it? I don't believe in prognosis. I think, you know, that's great, but I don't believe, regardless of your specialty or how well respected or known you are, you cannot predict life. You can't. That's impossible. Only one person knows, and he's not talking, and he's way up there above the clouds and beyond. So I go in tomorrow with just, you know, I have an open mind. Going pessimistic, I always do. That way I'm not set up for something, you know, I find out something or something crazy or who knows. It's, you know, it's been one thing after another since after I was born. Not even that long after I was born. I don't like getting into medical stuff. It just feels like it's just too exhausting. I just don't like dealing with it. I don't like talking about it either. I know. I still have lack of trust in the healthcare system. So, you know, I'm checking my attitude, keeping it outside of the appointment. You have to. It's a year of change. You know, out with the old, in with the new, clean the slate. You know, rear yourself back, adjust your attitude and how you take things, you know, whether it's good news or bad news. So I don't know. I know the main, you know, the bigger testing's next week, and, you know, by then, I probably won't know anything till after that, so I know, wasn't that rude? You know, that's one thing I don't like about Indiana. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it for everybody back there in the back behind me. I'm just going to say it. Ain't nothing but a bunch of rednecks. It's a bunch of rednecks in Indiana. You thought Kentucky, you think Kentucky's full of rednecks? You ain't seen nothing. Live in a little lazy river town. That doesn't sound country. I'm going to show you what true redneck part of USA is like. We've never dealt with redneck country before, but, you know, you tolerate it. Like everything else in life, you just tolerate it. So I don't know. Who knows? I am just going in with an open mind. It is what it is. Put the cards out on the table. I'll figure it out. That's the way it goes. So I've been keeping up on diet, exercise. Been, you know, I utilized tonight because I do not want to do a lot of exercise next, especially before oncology appointment. We don't want to do that. So get home, get some rest. Did the red light therapy. I always think red light is very beneficial. There's so many health benefits from red light. Utilizing red light machine, red light therapy. Only at Planet Fitness. Let Planet Fitness know where you heard about the red light beauty angel system. Sound like a commercial. I think I just plugged Planet Fitness. Huh, I think I did. Isn't it 10 cents to join? 10 cents down and $10 a month if you just stay with the home gym? Don't do that, folks. Pay additional $10, and I think it's like $250, $275 for your taxes and that. The fee, yearly fee, I think all gyms have yearly fees anymore. But there's no contract with Planet Fitness, so that's what's great about it. You can come and go as you please. Yearly fees are like $32 or something like that. It's just once a year. I don't know. Does it pay maintenance? I have no idea. I don't know what the fees are for whatever. You know, whatever they make it sound good, so it sounds legit. So you're like, okay, that's what the $32 is going for. Best gym I've ever been to, and I've been to them all. I've been to Gold's, I've been to Bally's, I've been to Scandinavian, I've been to LA Fitness, I've been to Crunch. I've tried them all, and I tell you, hands down, Planet Fitness. It's just more of a laid-back, especially in Little Lazy River Town, definitely laid-back atmosphere. I wouldn't say no judgment zone. I don't think there's any gym where there's zero judgment. I think people, it's just people in general in this day and age is, you know, judging other people and, you know, whatnot. I don't know where I'm going with that. So, I did the red light massage therapy. I'm already relaxed anyway. Gonna finally be able to relax, watch some DVR. Baby Blue ate the remote. She ate our Dish Network remote. It was a mere 5 minutes downstairs getting some clothes, came back, and that's all she wrote. She ate the entire top of it. She didn't eat it, she actually chewed it. Let me rephrase myself. She chomped it to pieces, like tiny little pieces. She's going to be 3, but sometimes I think she's still 2 months old. And that's a husky for you. It's just a husky thing. None of us would understand except for huskies. And she's my 3rd husky. First husky was a husky black lab mix. Then little blue's husky. And now baby blue. So we did get the additional security cameras. I can't believe it. I know. Oh, they were actually a day early. UPS ran and I was like, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night who steps on the property next time around. You put your foot, throw some trash again. Who is still dealing with the same person? I actually got a little bit of info on the person dealing with. I said between 60 and 70, didn't I? I guessed pretty well spot on. 63 years old. I'm just going to say, after kind of being like, flagged on the kind of person, don't, if you are not happy with your life, I don't know how many times I got to reiterate this, I cannot stress this enough, if you are unhappy with your life and you're going through trials and tribulations, and we all do, okay, don't sit there and be a bully for crying out loud to other people. You know, a first accident oopsie, and then just because you can't oopsie anymore or trespass and start, you know, throwing trash and stuff, you know, don't sit there and try to peg somebody bullseye because you're not happy with your life and you're going through struggles or whatever the situation, especially if you're in your 60s, for crying out loud. You're supposed to live and learn, okay? Lessons learned. Your wisdom comes from as you age and the trials and tribulations and lessons learned, the silver linings. This person, absolutely, I don't get it. And I really, truly think they're just not all there. And that's a shame because there is a lot of healthcare providers that when you're going through struggles and that you can sit down and talk to. And, you know, I don't look at the continued problems we've had with the same individual. It doesn't live in the area. It doesn't live in the city. Little Lazy River Town. Little Lazy's not from around here anyway. But just finds a reason. More or less picks on Eric. And that's the interesting part. Oh, I've heard over the years, we know who wears the shoes, the boots in the family. I'm just a straight shooter. I'm a genuine person. I've always been and I'll never change. But, you know, I used to be brass and brazen and bold, too. You know, if you crossed me wrong, I felt sorry for you. And I've definitely have softened up tremendously. I'm catching myself because sometimes I have to know not to be too soft, especially when you're dealing with somebody you just don't know their next move. I like to know what my opponent, whatever they're going through in life, you know, tries to pull a bullseye. I like to be one step ahead. So that's what we've been doing. We dealt with this person again like 2 days ago. It's going to end because now we have the additional camera systems. We literally had the fencing. Most of it's been delivered. The rest of it we'll be getting this weekend. I literally, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to stand ground. You got to stand firm. I told my spouse, you know, you got to stick up for yourself, your property, from what you've worked hard for, your hard-earned money. You got to respect yourself too. And sometimes you have to lay boundaries and lines down in the sand, so to speak. And our lines of sand just going to happen to be black steel fencing. So, you know, and I didn't want to have to do it, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And yeah, hey, it's steel fencing. And it may end up increasing the value when we plop that sign this year down on the ground, hopefully sooner than later. And we're finally complete and we can get out to our secondary property and not have to worry about this mess anymore. Because, oh Lord, we don't need anybody continuing to just play Johnny Fire, setting fires, and this is crazy. I mean, what is that, pyro person when they fast fingers on the matches? I don't know. I don't understand what this gentleman, I don't know what his problem is, but literally he'll light fires and leave. I mean, literally, fire. We don't go there. I'm not going to go there. I don't need to go there. But we got the camera system, so that's going to be set up. We got the fencing going in this weekend. I feel pretty like, you know, got some other avenues that we have decided to go that route, and that way I've got all grounds covered. You know, if somebody steps foot on your property, especially in Indiana, it's different with every state. Indiana is a stand your ground state. Now, you know, to each their own on concealed weapon permits, and some people feel more safe carrying, you know, having guns in their house. Please make sure they're registered and you have a concealed weapon permit. Some people have nunchucks. I don't know, whatever you got in your house to feel safe. Okay. I'm not a gun person, but I'm not saying not, you know, having guns, if you're that way, that's to each their own. I'm in a different stage of my life. You know, everybody's entitled to feel and do whatever they want, as long as you're not going to hurt somebody. But Indiana, stand your ground, and you tell somebody once, stay off the property, and you catch them again, it's a stand your ground, you know, and honestly too, it's also criminal charges can be pressed, especially if you've been told by law enforcement to stay off the property. And this person just defies, they feel like they defy the law, and like to light fires too. It's just crazy, isn't it? So I'm gonna do what I have to do, talk to our home insurance company, and we're gonna set the perimeters and just wait. You know, the camera systems are the top of the line. I could not get any better. So we're not only going to pick up everything, but we're going to be able to listen because it's got audio and 24/7 feed. So I'm going to be able to, we're going to be able to figure it out, and it's going to hook up right to our cell phones. Isn't it great, the great USA and all this wonderful technology? I never thought in my life, I never had to buy security systems in my life. Literally enough cameras to surround your entire property, every inch and perimeter of it. Is crazy cotton picking cornbread, biscuits, gravy, and I don't know, chocolate bread pudding, because that even sounds crazy, because usually it's banana or vanilla, probably banana pudding, really. But you know, in the country, anything goes. I never had to do that in my life. This is crazy. But you know, that's the thing. This is a different day and age, you know. We also realized in the county that we live in Indiana, we're not the only ones having problems with people that just, I think, are just miserable. There's stuff going on in their life. They don't know how to handle it. And they take it out. They like to take it out on other people. Of course, you know, we've all been stupid. We played in a romper room before. We've all have act childish as adults. But don't let it happen. Continue letting it happen. You know, rear yourself back. Figure it out. When you start responding in action, off your emotions, stop and think about it. Tell yourself, okay, you know, I'm going through this. And, you know, this is probably not the right way to handle things, whatever, and I just need to find something to do, a project, keep my mind occupied. You know, that's the best way to do it. And it, honestly, over this past year, it has worked tremendously for me. And it is just how I go about in life, you know? I just rear the emotions back, you know? Well, you respond off emotions, we all do. And sometimes it's not the best way to respond off emotions. Stop yourself before you do it sometimes and think before you respond. It is your saving grace. This is a new year, new you. Okay. Unfortunately, it's going to be almost like a new house. It's 24-hour guarded. That's crazy. We realized in our county alone, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people are having problems with trespassing and even scarier things, like breaking in and things. And that's just scary itself. But you know, you guys just got to do what you got to do. It's unfortunate. So this weekend is going to be, you know, a new chapter, a new phase. And I just hope to goodness, you know, this person doesn't continue running two or three situations a week. So, and that's too many and three way too many. So we're hoping by this weekend, it's going to be a complete stop. And if not, you know, you don't want to have to end up having somebody go to jail for a long period of time. Criminal charges, trespassing charges. You know, I don't want to have to do that to people, especially when, you know, we all know somebody keeps doing things. It's not what they're doing. There's something going on in their life. I look at people in situations different now. I don't look at the actions. I look at the motive behind it and what's going on in their life. You know, as much information as I can get about someone, I will, because it makes you look at them differently and look at the whole situation, not what they're doing to you or what's going on, but as a whole. You know, you get a little bit more perspective. When you get older, you'll realize, you know, don't fly off the handle about what somebody does. Kind of look at behind the scenes, because 9 out of 10 times people are struggling. They're going through trials and tribulations in their life. They're going through unhappy times and, you know, they're frustrated. They're angry and, you know, we shouldn't take it out on other people, but sometimes it happens. Majority good time, it happens in this world, and that's a sad shame. But, you know, don't repeat yourself if you are guilty and you do that yourself. Just, you know, don't continue doing things like that and, you know, things you shouldn't be doing. Nothing's worse or nothing's worth doing and getting locked up and spending time, especially a new year and with a track record. Just don't do it. You know, it's the best thing I can say and advice. So where do I get back? I know I'm going to get back on track here. I'm going to take the rest of this evening and relax and catch up on the DVR now that I got our remote that arrived today. It was like Christmas the second time around. Oh, I'm going to just take it easy. And tomorrow's a new day, and it is what it is, and whatever transpires, it transpires. But that's not going to stop me from continuing to enjoy life to the fullest of my capability. I'm going to continue realizing every single dream that I have. And I'm going to continue living, and every trial and tribulation as for yourself, my journey, our journey, learning the art of laughter and smiles along the way, because I trust me by saying it's free and it's the best medicine in the world. Learning the art of laughing and smile through some of your darkest trials and tribulations and days.